The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And now it is time for Girls Division 7 Regional Semifinal Basketball from Logan with Highland battling Green. And with the call, here's Matt Croy.
And good evening. The Highland Lady Hawks are a record of 21-4. They won 3 in a row in 8 of their last 9 contests, taking on the Green Lady Bobcats out of Franklin Furnace, a record of 22-1, and they've won 16 straight. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with Highland head basketball coach Brady Schlabel on the pregame show on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Gerber's Fresh Boneless Skinless Drumsticks, $2.99 a pound. USDA Choice London Broil, $4.98 a pound. We also have USDA Choice T-Bone Steak, $10.78 a pound. Bone-in Sirloin Pork Roast, $1.89 a pound. Oscar Mayer Lunchables, $1.98. 3-pound bag of Cara Cara Red or California Navel Oranges, $2.98. And sweet cotton candy grapes for $3.98 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provias Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provias Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hobbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
Are you covered? Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg and Sugar Creek. We don't believe in selling our customers the cheapest insurance coverage. We believe in selling you the right insurance coverage. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we won't sell you a minimum limits policy when you have a home or business to protect. We'll set you up a policy that offers you complete coverage for long-term peace of mind. See our full list of services on our website at HobronsInsurance.com or call us at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767 for a complete insurance coverage quote.
Well, also on Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Schlabel getting set for this regional semifinal game. The Logan taking on the Green, the Lady Bobcats, and of course taking on Green, a team record of 22-1 on the season. What's the scouting report of this Green team you're taking on, Brady?
Yeah, you know, they've got a really phenomenal player, 6'2", and she's not just a inside the post kind of kid. She's not just a perimeter kid. She does a little bit of everything, finishes with both hands. Super strong. I mean, she averages 27 points and 14 rebounds a game. So, you know, she's going to be a handful for sure. So, and then, you know, they got good kids around her. They got great shooters. And so how we handle some of that stuff is going to be really important for us.
A player like that, going to be a matchup nightmare for anybody. But for you, do you have to roll through multiple players at her? How do you have to kind of maybe try to slow her down?
Yeah, you know, we'll probably throw a few extra players on her. But, you know, just kind of hoping our defensive pressure and, you know, our strength of schedule that's gotten us here can, you know, hopefully prevail in the end, but it should be a really good game.
All that, Brady, and kind of look back to that last game, this is our championship game. Your girls just look focused and ready. Of course, knocking down shots early on, how big is that in big games like this, just to have that mindset from the get-go?
Yeah, you know, I really felt like our girls were locked in, and it wasn't a nervous energy before that game. You kind of tell it was a excited to go play type energy, and I think our kids really handled that well. Sometimes those can be emotional games, but you know, being able to now move on, hit the reset button the next day when you come back in, and you know, get ready for the next team, that's really, really good.
So just from a mental standpoint, what are this team you can do from a physical standpoint throughout the year? How do you see that kind of progress throughout the course of the season too, just have that mental mindset that you need to have?
It's been huge, you know, kids finding their roles and accepting those and being okay with them. Leaders stepping up as the year goes on and just becoming better leaders has been really important for us on and off the floor. And so, you know, hopefully our seniors can continue to play extremely well. Ellie's been guarding some of the best kids in the state, and, you know, she's got another chance to do that tonight. Trish has been shooting the ball extremely well, and Joplin's playing at a high level. And so, you know, this is the best time of the year to be doing that.
Aside from that, what are the keys as far as tonight goes?
Rebounding, as always. You know, I say defense wins games, but rebounding wins championships. So hopefully we can go get some boards.
All right, Brady. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Schlabel.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
At Pomerain Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerain is just around the corner. Find a location at PomerainHospital.org.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hyla last year went to 20-2 during the regular season, captured the outright IVC South Division title at 12-0, edging out Tuskegee Valley, who went 10-2 in conference play. And for Green last year in Franklin Furnace, Ohio, a record of 14-9 a season ago, and they come out of the Southern Ohio Conference, where they finished up in second place in the conference, as they finished up at 6-2 in conference action from last season. That Green team in also finish up in first place was Notre Dame, with going 8-0 in conference action. Highland, of course, for them, as far as the tournament trail is concerned, a season ago in Division 4, Highland would capture the district championship as they would win by the final score of 45-36, downing Strasburg in that game, and went on to the regional semifinals, where the Lady Hawks won in the regional semifinal contest, defeating Portsmouth Notre Dame 58-23 before eventually falling to Waterford in overtime 53-51. Waterford eventually would be the state runner-up in D4 last season, falling to Fort Loramie. For Green last year out of the Southeast 2 District in Division 4, Green in their district, they were the number 6 seed. They defeated the 11th seed Eastern 52-40, but then fell in the district semifinals to the 3 seed South Gallia 56-27 last season. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
At Pomeranian Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomeranian is just around the corner. Find a location at pomeranianhospital.org.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
Highland lost their first game of the season, a five-point loss at Strongsville, 52-47, but then would win 13 consecutive games before losing both their games at the Classic of the Country. Fell by 4 points to Kennery and Alter, 32-28, and then went down to Brush, 47-29. Then won five games in a row before falling to Strasburg in the IVC Showcase, 48-38, the cap off regular season action. Highland, a record of for them at 21-4 on the season, including their postseason games. For Green, of course, they began their season with six consecutive wins. Their only loss this year, a 50-42 loss, that was to Huntington, and that was on their home floor. Of course, Huntington of Chillicothe, Ohio, but have since then rattled off of 16 consecutive victories has Green to get to this regional semifinal matchup. For Green, a record of 22-1 in the year, Highland a record of 21-4. Highland averaging 53.5 points per game, Green averaging 56.5 a game, just almost 57 a game for them offensively, and for Green giving up just under 35 a game, Highland allows 33.5 a game on the defensive end. Highland, of course, out of the IVC South, where they captured their 30th consecutive IVC championship, going 12-0 in the South, followed by Teskey Valley at 10-2, Ridgewood 8-4, Seney Valley went 5-7, Indian Valley 5-7 in the conference, Claymont went 2-10, Garraway 0-12. Strasburg, of course, captured their fourth consecutive IVC North Division title, going 12-0. Ashland clinched their first ever OCC championship in school history as they went 11-1 in OCC play. Of course, they lost their regional tournament game last night. Overall, around the area, girls basketball during the regular season, Central Christian, a record of 14-7 this year. Lauderdale went 13-8. West Holmes, 11-11 during the regular season. Wayneville went 11-11. Triway, 10-12. Danville, 1-19. Garraway went 1-20. As I mentioned earlier, Green out of the Southern Ohio Conference for the capture of the outright title this year. They went 8-0, followed by Portsmouth Notre Dame, who went 6-2. Glenwood, 4-4. Clay went 2-6. East, 0-8 in the conference. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware and MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Looking to boost your career or gain new skills? Buckeye Career Center has two exciting new adult education courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. Whether you are a newcomer or a current worker looking to advance, these hands-on courses will prepare you for in-demand jobs in the Tuscarawas Valley. Call 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to register today. Did you know that BCC offers grant funding towards earning your CDL? Start your journey to a high-paying career with financial assistance.
Are you jumping around from office to office to take care of all your dental care for your family? Take a tip from Grin and Gary to get all of your work done at one dental office. We offer all services, whether it be routine care for all ages, braces, implant surgery, wisdom tooth removal, or root canals. All services can be done under IV sedation if you are anxious or afraid of the dentist. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwelsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best winter sports season.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Highland, the top seed, defeated the number five seed, Steubenville Catholic Central, 58-22 to capture the sectional title. Then in the district semifinals, a win over the four seed River, 47-40, before capturing the district championship with the revenge game against the two seed Strasburg, 54-34, avenging their loss to them at the end of the regular season to capture their second consecutive district championship with a win over Strasburg. And on the other end for this green team, again out of Franklin Furnace, they were the two seed in the Southeast 1 District. They won 59-50 over Simms Valley, the 7th seed, and then a win of their district championship game as they defeated the 3 seed South Gallia, 39-37. That was the team they lost to in the tournament from last season. Tonight, the Division 7 Regional Tournament in Highland taking on this green team. The winner moves on to the regional finals this Saturday night, 7 o'clock, back here at Logan High School against either the Waterford or Fisher Catholic. Of course, that's the team that's going to be playing a game tonight, the second game tonight here at Logan. Waterford and Fisher Catholic. Highland, if they do win, would have a chance to get a rematch against Waterford, the team they lost to in overtime in the regional finals from a season ago. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast. Highland against Green. And for Green, it's all about certainly one player that stands out, Jake, Abby Knapp, leading the state of Ohio and scoring at 27 a game, also 13.5 rebounds a game, 6'2 sophomore, and she's a handful.
And just as a sophomore, averaging a double-double on the season, a fantastic season for her so far. And yeah, I know the Hawks defense are going to have to find a way to lock her down and really just try to force the Bobcats into finding another way to score.
That's on the defensive side. Offensively, Highland's offense has been clicking here in postseason play. We talked about, we know what Joplin Yoder is going to do and players like that, but certainly having your players like Trish Troyer really having her shot throughout this postseason. And certainly Macy Miller with a big game in that last game. And certainly those other players stepping up, knocking down shots, going to be huge for this Highland team here at the regional level as well.
And I think we talked about it as we were getting closer to the tournament time. You're going to want to see some other players kind of step up and take the scoring off of Joplin Yoder's shoulders some. Times and you kind of looked at that Trish Troyer and Evie Mass to hit it from the outside. Of course, Macy Mult, just a sophomore, showing a big step up in her game this year, has really helped with that. But then you take a look at some of the players that don't get in the scoring column all the time, like Tori Weaver, who has no issue going against someone taller than her and posting them up.
Para Mishler, certainly a freshman at the bench. She's been big here in postseason play as well. But just in general here, yeah, get to a game like this, you got to be ready from the get-go. Highland shoot they were that last game, and it's only going to have to be that case here tonight as well.
That's what you want to see her growth continue as a freshman.
And tonight's national anthem is going to be brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up here live for the court momentarily. I mentioned the winner of this game moves on to the regional final Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Logan against either Waterford or Fisher Catholic. Also, as a reminder, tomorrow night will be Boys Division 6 District Championship Basketball. Highland against Monroe Central. That's from Cambridge. I know people being asked, are going to be YouTube live streaming that? Yes, we are. We'll be live streaming that game for tomorrow night. Also, be on FM 95.3 and also in Stream 1 at WKLMFM.com. Airtime is going to be at 6:30 tomorrow night. Tip-off 7 o'clock for Highland Monroe Central. That should be a good one. Another rematch from last year's district championship game. And that should be a well-attended event. I remember last year at Union Local, that was a packed gym. We can expect that again at Cambridge for that game tomorrow night.
I think we can expect that. You know, when those two teams get together, it's always fun. But also, we'll give a little shout-out to Claxon Communications. They're going to have a great video for you tomorrow if you can't make it down, so tune in. And always great to work with Casey Claxon and his crew putting together a fantastic product for us to give to you.
Of course, live stream tonight's game as well. We're going to get to that here momentarily. Again, tonight's a national anthem brought to you by Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg.
Once again, good evening. As a member school of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Logan High School welcomes you to this interscholastic contest between, and let me know you're here, the Lady Bobcats of Green High School and the Lady Hawks of Highland High School. At this time, we invite you to stand if you are able, and please remove your hats and caps as we honor America and those who serve to protect our freedoms with the playing of our national anthem.
Tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And tonight's starting lineup being brought to you by Holmes Siding Contractors just outside of Millersburg off of State Route 39. Try the Viwinkle line of windows with energy-efficient technology that will save you money on energy costs at Holmes Siding. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Thank you very much, Matt. First, we're the visiting Bobcats of Green High School, coached by Melissa Knapp. They'll line up like this. A junior guard averaging 4 points a game, number 33, Ava Abrams. A 5'4 sophomore guard averaging 14.5 points a game, number 34, Maddie Hayslip. A 6'1 sophomore post averaging 26.8 points a game and 13.5 rebounds. That's number 50, Abby Knapp. Miley Hunt is going to be wearing number 14 tonight. She is a senior, averaging 1.4 points a game and 2.5 rebounds. And rounding out the lineup will be number 30, Miley Brown. She's a senior, averaging 2 points a contest. On the other side for the Highland Hawks and head coach Brady Schlabel, they'll line up like this. A 5'6 sophomore guard averaging 8 points a game, number 2, Macy Mullett. A 5'10 senior forward averaging 6.3 points per game and 4.8 rebounds, that's Ellie Hamiger. A 5'5 junior guard averaging 7 points and 2.5 rebounds a game, that's number 11, Evie Mass, as they turn the lights off in the building here. A 5'7 senior guard averaging 8 points a game. That's number 15, Trish Troyer, and a 6 foot senior post averaging 16 points a game and 18 and a half rebounds. That's number 35, Joplin Yoder.
And tonight's story to let us brought to you by Home Siding Contractors, offering Pluvia exterior doors, professionally crafted and customized to meet your needs and style. Call for free home in consultation at 888-725-6619 at Home Siding. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel, it is Melissa Patrick back at WKLM Sports Central. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And as we spoke before, we are video live streaming tonight's contest as well on the WKLM YouTube page. That is courtesy of the Claxton Communication Team. Casey Claxton producing tonight's live stream coverage. Natalie Holbrook working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio. You'll find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. We'll take a quick break, come back for the opening tip after this on WKLM.
Mount Hope Auction is offering the following sales next week, including a Mid-Ohio Pony Sale on the 7th, a Draft Horse Sale on the 8th, a Carriage and Tack Sale and Halflinger Sale on the 9th, and a Draft Horse Sale on the 10th and 11th. Check out their website for more information at www.mounthopeauction.com or give them a call at 330-674-6188. The Mount Hope Auction is located right in the heart of Mount Hope, and they are proud supporters of all Holmes County athletes.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabile Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabile knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabile Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabile Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
As I mentioned, tomorrow night we'll have that Highland Monroe Central boys game for you. And also Saturday night we'll have boys Division 5 district championship basketball from West Holmes. So the getaway against Coshocton. And it'll also be live streamed on YouTube coming your way on Saturday night. And for green, wearing their green jerseys and green shorts and black thermals and black and white trim. Highland white jerseys, white shorts, sweat thermals, and black trim. And jumping for green this evening will be Abby Nappy, 6'1 sophomore for Highland. Joplin Yoder, a 6 foot senior. All ready for the opening toss from Logan High School. There is the whistle. And there is the toss. It'll be won by Highland going from right to left in girls Division 7 regional semifinal action. Macy Miller across the timeline. The Yoder into the corner. Here's the three-pointer by Trish Troyer. Is going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. It's going to be picked up by Miley Hunt. Bobcats basketball going left to right with it. Pass goes out top. Abby Knapp averaging 26.5 a game and 13.5 rebounds. Dribbles at right point. Knapp to the foul circle. Out top. Her three-pointer. Top of the key. Going to be knocked down. Abby Knapp knocks it down for a 3-0 green lead.
You know, a lot like Joplin Yoder, we'll see her go out and shoot the threes. You don't always expect the post players to be able to do that.
Joplin's shot for the right post. Jump hook, no good. Rebound snatched away by Abby Knapp, averaging 13.5 rebounds a game. Green lead, 3-0, and they have the ball. Here's Ava Abrams on the right side, dribbles it to the baseline, picks it up. Pass on the right wing back to Abby Knapp. Knapp, three-pointer up in the air, going to be no good this time. Rebound on the fourth, chased down by Joplin Yoder. Highland basketball, Mullis pass goes front court to Trish Troyer. Thought about it, now dribbles it to the corner. Her pass down to Macy Mullen, out top, Evie Mast. Crossover to the foul line, Mast the lane. Lobs the left wing back to Trish Troyer. Out top, here's Habiger, dribbles it. Back in the right corner goes Evie Mast. Out top, Macy Mullen. Gets the play call from head coach Brady Stabile. Mullen, pass inside, goes to Joplin Yoder. Yoder, double team, bump. Out top, Macy Mullen. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder, though. Yoder, deflected away and stolen. Green basketball after the pass inside. Going to be juggled out of bounds. And a turnover the other way. So each team has one turnover so far. Good transition defense by the Lady Hawks.
And they're going to have to do that. I don't think you can let the Bobcats get a rhythm in transition. They seem dangerous. They have fast girls that can move up the floor. A lot like we see from the Highland Hawks night in and night out.
Three-pointer top of the key by Joplin Yoder. Going to be well short of the rim. Rebound saved by Habiger to the corner. And she's down by Troyer. Back to Habiger. Great save by Highland. Out top Mullet. Out top down the pass. Three-pointer by Edie Mast. That's knocked down. Great hustle play by Highland. They can the three. Evie Mast for tying up at three apiece. Pressure is on. In the backcourt, the dribble by Abby Knapp. Into the frontcourt, the pass down to Maddie Hayslip on the right wing. Averaging 14 and a half again. Deep three-pointer by Knapp, meanwhile, no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Highland ball tied at three. McQuay alongside Jake Seidel for the contest. Joplin Yoder, her third rebound. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer, no good, meanwhile. Rebound goes to Abby Knapp. Bobcats basketball. Tied at three, 5.5 to play, first quarter. Knapp on the right side. Dribbles it. Deep three-pointer again by Knapp, but they are going to be no good. Rebound going to be deflected away and grabbed by Macy Mullen. Highland ball. Mullen to the front court. Pass left side to the corner. Going to be a bit too low for Trish Troyer to handle out of bounds. That'll be the second Highland turnover. And it's pretty evident Abby Knapp, she'll pull up anywhere.
And both teams just kind of trying to put up a lot of threes early on. We've had one two-point field goal attempt combined in this game and a game from Highland.
Tied at 3, 5:23 to play in the first. Bobcats basketball. Abby Knapp dribbles it as the point guard. This is a 6'1 sophomore. Bounce pass goes to Hayslip. She'll dribble it. Three-quarter score now across the timeline. Double team. Now left wing. Hayslip's pass goes to the corner now. A dribble out top. Passed into the hands now of Miley Hunt. Hunt to the right wing. Gets the pass to the corner. Drive by Abrams to the baseline. Back over to Hunt on the right wing. Back out top. Received now by Miley Brown. Brown to a jump stop. Gets called for traveling. That'll be the second green turnover.
They're just trying to move it around, trying to get something in, and the Hawks coming out to the perimeter. I think they saw Knapp pull up enough. She only had one of those first four from three she attempted, but a player of that caliber, you can't let her get hot.
Highland ball, here's Habiger, left elbow, the handoff down to Macy Mullen. Her shot left hand, no good. Rebound to the four. Is no backer by Para Mishler, who's in the game. Now the freshman ties it up, but they are a ghost point to green. Edie Mast going to be back in after a short rest, and also back in Joplin Yoder. Ellie Habiger and Macy Mullet will have a seat.
And this is where the Hawks could have an advantage in the depth category. They have a lot of different girls they can run out there and just tire down this Green Bobcats team, and I think that might be part of Coach Schlabel's game plan.
Miley Brown gets that pressure. Will take it across the timeline. Poke loose, grabbed on the left side. Deflected away, stolen by Joplin Yoder. Yoder's pass goes front court now to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Trish Troyer, her first points of the game. Highland, her first lead at 6-3.
Averaging 12 points a game in the tournament. That's a big reason why the Hawks have been winning.
Highland a 6-0 run. Meanwhile, out of bounds on the dribble on that far sideline. On that dribble by Maddie Hayslip, that'll be turnover number four for Green.
And now the Hawks defense doing what they do best, just swarming, trying to poke at that ball, get at that pass. That's exactly the recipe for success we expect from this Hawks team.
Turn up that pressure. Pass out top, Para Mishler for the Lindy Hawks. Mishler drive, lane, layup, off the last. That's going to be good. What a take by the freshman, Para Mishler.
And she's improved in every game I've seen her play this season. That's going to be a quick timeout from Green.
8-3 Highland, 4:04 to play first quarter. This is regional semifinal action on WKLM.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And stay tuned tonight for high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you, of course, tonight by Pomerane Hospital. Have the area tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. Highland on an 8-0 run before that Green timeout. And full court pressure is on by the Lady Hawks. Ball poked loose out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Macy Mullen. And Green will have it here at side court.
And good defense there for Mullen getting over, just trying to knock that pass away and just break up the rhythm for Green.
Miley Hunt, senior guard, inbounds it to Abby Knapp. Score the first 3 points of the game on that three-pointer. It has not scored since, has Green, on that shot by Abby Knapp. Here's a dribble by Hayslip. Pass left wing. Drive to the lane. On the right side to Miley Hunt. Hunt drive to the paint. Gets it back out top now to Miley Brown. Brown drive, lane. Her shot right post. Going to be no good by Brown. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Perrin Mishler. Highland ball. Here's Bullet to the front court on the fast break. Gets the hand off Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the baseline. Spins around double team and stolen. Highland has their third turnover. Into the front court on the right side. Here's the pass by Hayslip. Out top to Abby Knapp. 3:20 to play first quarter. Knapp dribbles it to the baseline. Her shot off the last. That's good.
Knapp just went in, bulldozed through Ellie Habiger there to get that shot. Official's going to let him play.
Has all five for Green. Pass inside Joplin Yoder. Yoder backs it in. Her shot from right post. That'll be banked in. Some contact there. Didn't call that either. And Highland a 10-5 advantage.
Almost the same thing we saw on the other side, except Yoder was backing it in instead of going forward. I think the officials are going to say, if you're going to bump and bruise down low, just make sure you're not doing it dangerously.
Green out top. Three-pointer up in the air by Hayslip. That's off the mark. Rebound chased down by Joplin Yoder. Highland ball and Yoder's 4th rebound. Bullets pass right quarter pair of Mishler. Mishler to the baseline. Cross-court pass. Going to be a foul called on that pass as she tried to get it to an open Evie Mast in the opposite corner. First team foul in the game under either team, in fact.
It's going to go on Miley Brown. You said her first, team's first. And now Perrin Mishler going to check out here after really a great couple minutes here in the first quarter.
Inbound of the corner to the Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the baseline. Cross-court pass to the opposite corner goes to Habiger. Habiger to the baseline. Her cross-court pass goes to Joplin. Her three-pointer going to be nothing but net. Joplin Yoder has five. Highland now a 13-5 advantage.
That was great misdirection there. Yoder able to find Habiger. Habiger gets her as she's heading out wide open for three.
There's a steal on the press on the double team. Layup by Mola off the glass, no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Green. And that buck rebound by Maddie Hayslip. She'll have it on the other side. Out top now to Abby Knapp. 13-5 Highland. Knapp, three-pointer up in the air. That's going to be no good. Rebound goes to Ellie Habiger. Now Mullen across the timeline. Mullen to the foul line. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound out top. Chased down across midcourt, though. It'll be deflected and picked up by Green. Knapp's pass goes right side to Hayslip. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. Maddie Hayslip gets on the board for the first time. 13-8 Highland. They had the ball. Mullen. Cross-court pass, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be good. Trish Troyer, her second three-point basket, 16-8 Lady Hawks.
2 of 4 from on the arc from her. She's had a great three-point shooting tournament. Go back to that first sectional game at John Glenn where she hit 5 of them.
Here's Knapp, runner off the glass. Going to be no good. Rebound by Knapp. Put back up. That's going to be good. Abby Knapp now has 7 of the 10 for the Green Bobcats. Highland ball, here's Mullen, drive, lane, coast to coast. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound going to be corralled inside by number 24, that being inside by Elizabeth McBee for Green. Bobcats basketball down 16-10. Deep three-pointer again by Knapp, going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Trish Troyer.
That might have been a WNBA range three-pointer attempt.
She's had a few of them. Evie Mast out top back to Trish Troyer. Out top now to Joplin. Left wing Macy Mullet into the corner. Wide open Ellie Habiger. Her three-pointer is knocked down. Love that ball movement of your Highland, and Habiger knocks it down for three.
And that's the fourth Hawk to hit a three so far in this one, kind of mirroring what we saw in that Strasburg game. A lot of girls going out there trying to hit the three.
19-10 Highland. Hayslip across the timeline. Beats the press, but stolen away now by Macy Mullet. Mullet on the fast break. Mullet to the bucket. Head fake. Her layup going to be no good, but she's fouled after the sixth Green turnover. And now Mullet to the foul line to shoot two of the second team foul on the Bobcats.
It looks like they're going to get at Knapp on that one. Her first, team second.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player will receive the free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink Custom Apparel and Embroidery and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Free throw good by Mullen. That's their first point of the first quarter. And Highland has doubled up the score. They have a 20-10 lead. 24 seconds to play first quarter. Perrin Mishler is out there, also in for the first time. Torrey Weaver, a 5'6 junior, along with Ellie Habiger. And, of course, at the foul line, Macy Mullet. Also checking in is 5'6 sophomore Macy Miller.
Addison Blizzard came off the bench for Green as well.
Free throw Mullet. She'll knock it down. Buries them both. Fulker pressure on. Inbounded by Knapp. Does so to McBee. She'll cross the timeline. Dribbles it. Hand off back to Knapp. Drive. Right block. Her shot no good. Partially reflected. Got her own rebound. Put back is good. On the second effort by Knapp.
Went through a triple team to get that.
Here's Mishler to the baseline. Mishler out top down to Miller. Left wing Habiger. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Abby Knapp. And that will do it for the first quarter of play. At the end of one, Highland 21 and Green 12. This is girls regional semifinal basketball on WKLM.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Winner of this game moves on to the Saturday night's regional championship game, 7 o'clock against either Waterford or Fisher Catholic at 7 p.m. Again, here at Logan High School. All ready for the second quarter of play. Torrey Weaver inbounds it to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the front court. Highland a 9-point lead. Mullet on the right wing. Bounce pass inside gets to Habiger. Crossover pass down to Evie Mass. Her three-pointer going to be good. Got the bounce. Evie Mass from deep.
2 for 2 from downtown so far.
6 points for her. 24-12 Highland. And Green beats the pressure. Drive to the baseline. Crossover pass right side. We grab it in the near end. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be knocked down on that right side corner by Maddie Hayslip.
She's 2 of 3 from downtown. And that's the player that I think Green's looking at. If they're going to shut down Knapp, we got to get her going.
She has 6 points. Highland ball up 24-15. Missler drive. Poke loose and stolen away by Hayslip. That'll be Highland's fourth turnover. Now Knapp has it, passed into the front court, goes to Hayslip. Back in the corner, three-pointer up in the air by Miley Brown, way off the mark. Rebound goes to Weaver. Highland ball. Mullet across the timeline. Mullet, right wing, comes to a jump stop, kicks it right side back to Weaver. Out top now to Habiger. Drive, lane, Habiger, left-handed layup, high off the glass, no good. Rebound to Abby Knapp. She'll take it herself to the front court on the left wing now to Hayslip. Back to Knapp. Directing traffic, dribbles the top of the key. Her cross-court pass, right side to Addison Blizzard. Blizzard, three-pointer, going to be well short of the rim, goes out of bounds. That'll be Highland basketball. First quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland was 5 for 11 from three-point distance for 45%. Green, 2 of 8 for 25%. Highland was 2 for 6 from two-point range for 33%. Green, 3 for 5 for 60%. Highland, 2 for 2 for the foul line. Green did not attempt the foul shot. Green out-rebounding Highland, 10 to 9. 6 turnovers for Green, 3 for Highland in the first quarter. Three-pointer by Evie Mass, no good. Rebound can be hauled inside by McBee. Bobcats basketball. Here's Hayslip on the right corner. Dribbles it. Now to Knapp on the right wing. Dribbles it. Poke loose. Knapp near that midcourt line, guarded by Evie Mass. Takes the left wing, and they call a foul on Evie Mass. First team foul on Highland of the game, and Mass has her first personal foul.
You know, it just shows how much trust you have in your guards like Evie Mass and Torrey Weaver, having them play play against a post player by Abby Knapp, who's got a little bit of height advantage, but they're out there trying to post her up just like any forward or center would.
Here's Hayslip to the foul line. Hicks the left corner, goes to Blizzard. Dribbles the top of the key, picks it up, pass deflected, grabs it. Now into the hands of Elizabeth McBee. McBee now to the left point. Picks it up too soon. Gets the handoff, though, to Hayslip high on the left side. Here's the dribble by Brown to the right point. Spins around to the foul line. Shovels the right wing back to Blizzard. Dribbles it. Blizzard gets hands off back to Brown in the corner. Brown comes to a jump stop back to Blizzard. And what? Travel's going to be the call on Brown before she got rid of that pass. That'll be the seventh Green turnover.
Yeah, just a little bit. I think she, I want to say moonwalked. Is that the right way to say it? Move the sole just across, didn't pick up her foot, but a good call by the official right there.
Torrey Weaver back in. Here's Joplin Yoder with it. Dribbles it to the foul line. Hands it off now to Trish Troyer. Troyer, drive, baseline. Her pass deflected to the floor, knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Green. Highland will keep possession of the basketball.
Right, sure. Trying to dump that one out to the corner, but I think Knapp thought she was trying to shoot it, just came through and swatted it out of there.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Inbounded by Mullet to Joplin Yoder. Her shot going to be no good. Off the inbounds pass. Rebound grabbed by McBee. Bobcats basketball down 24-15. Pass to the corner. Received now by Haislip. Dribbles it out top. Haislip three-pointer going to be off the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Highland has the basketball into the front court. Here's Macy Mullet on the left wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Mullet, 15-footer going to be no good, but she's going to be fouled by Haislip. First team foul, Green in the corner. Haislip has her first, and to the foul line, Macy Mullet.
Official kind of played the continuation there for a second. I thought she got hip-checked out near the three-point line, but able to get in there, get a shot off, and now instead of an inbound play, you get a chance to shoot two.
5'6 sophomore point guard, Macy Mullet, averaging just over 6.5 a game and a little over 3.5 rebounds a game during the tournament trail. Free throw no good. She's a 71% free throw shooter on the season. As Perry Mistler back in, Ellie Haberger will check out. 24-15 Highland, 5:08 to play second quarter. And Mullet now with the second free throw attempt. She has 2 points so far. That free throw up going to be good. Now 3 of 4 for the foul line tonight. McRae alongside Jake Seidel. We're video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxon Communications. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. 10-point lead for the Lady Hawks. Focal pressure is on. The dribble by Haislip. Back over to Knapp. Knapp dribbles it herself across the timeline. Guarded by Perrin Mischler. Spins around. Knapp. Pass goes far corner. Three-pointer up in the air. Going to be way off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Hunt. After that three-point was missed by Ava Abrams, who's out of bounds off of Highland, though. So Green with the basketball to inbound beneath their own backboard. Abby Knapp has 9 points, all coming in the first quarter. She'll inbound it. Into the corner. Grabs by Maddie Haislip. Back to Abrams. Out off the dribble now by Hunt to the corner. Here's the dribble by McBee. Backs it up high on the left side. Into the quarter. Back to Hunt. Dribbles it. Out top of the pass now to Haislip. On the left wing. Back over to Hunt. Miley Hunt. Crossover to the corner. Guarded by Trish Troyer. Takes the left wing. Back over to Knapp. Knapp three-pointer is going to be high off the last. No good. Rebound. She's down by Joplin Yoder. Outstanding defense by Highland.
6 rebounds now for Joplin Yoder.
Here's Evie Mass with it down top. Mass to the foul line, to the lane. Her scoop shot, no good, but she was hammered underneath that basket, I believe, by Abby Knapp. And that's going to send Evie Mass to the foul line to shoot two.
And they are going to give that one to Knapp. There were two players kind of sandwiched Mass there, and now she'll have a chance to shoot two. And like I've said so many times, Evie Mass and a lot of these Hawks just have no fear when they're going to the rim.
Fearless on that drive, for sure. Second personal in Knapp. Second team found Green in the second quarter. Free throw by Evie Mass is good. Mass up to 7 first half points. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Pomeran Hospital. We'll have the regional tournament scores for you tonight on WKLM. Second free throw by Evie Mast. 5'5 junior guard are going to be good as well. 57% free throw shooter on the year. 27-15 Highland. Pressure's on. Grabbed by Knapp. Double team. Gets a pass off now to Abrams. Into the front court now. Received on the left side by Haislip. Haislip spins around to the corner. Back to Abrams. Over to Knapp. Deflected back out top to Abrams. Back in the right side corner. Over to Hunt. Out top, Abrams. Back to Hunt on the right wing. Dribbles it, gets the handoff to the corner. Here's McBee out top. Inside now goes to Abby Knapp. Her shot no good. Rebound to the floor. Is grabbed finally by Joplin Yoder. Her 7th rebound. Mullet's pass left corner. Evie Mass. Mass the 3-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound by Haberger. Put back up by her left hand. That's good. Haberger now has 5. 29-15 Highland. Ball deflected away on the inbounds pass and grabbed somehow by Knapp. Down to the front court for Green. Bounce pass to the corner goes to McBee. Hands off to Haislip. Her 3-pointer going to be nothing but net. Her third 3-pointer, Maddie Haislip, much needed basket for Green.
She's shooting 3 of 5 from beyond the arc right now.
Here's Haberger with the drive. Cross-court pass kicks it out to Joplin Yoder. Her 3-pointer going to be knocked down. Joplin Yoder after the assist and kick by Ellie Haberger.
You know, a bit of an awkward pass there. I thought she might have been trying to go to the corner, but Joplin Yoder made it work either way.
She has 8 points, does Joplin. Here's a shot by Knapp from 15 feet away. She'll knock it down. Abby Knapp has 11. And timeout called, 32-20 Highland. 2:52 to play in the first half. This is girls' regional tournament basketball on WKLM.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation.
Is this the third one? At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Highland Ball out of the timeout. They have a 32-20 advantage. And Macy Mullis to the front court pass to Evie Nass to the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Back to Mullis. Dribbles to the foul line. Lane into the corner goes to Tori Weaver. Her cross-court pass too tall for Trish Stroyer goes out of bounds. And Highland will have their fifth turnover of the first half.
Right idea there. Just trying to top it, get it lobbed up over top for Trish Stroyer. Just a little too much mustard on the pass.
At side court, it'll be Miley Hunt to inbound. If she does so, into the hands of Miley Brown. The senior guard dribbles it across the timeline. Double team and throws it in the hands of Knapp, deflected across midcourt. Back in the side of the baseline, goes over to Hayslip. Back on the left side, out top. Brown with the basketball, back to Hayslip. Into the corner now, over to Miley Hunt. Hunt picks it up, looking. Bounce pass down over to Abby Knapp. Knapp with the dribble, gets the handoff. In the hands of Maddie Hayslip. Pass deflected and stolen away. Green, confused offensively, trying to figure things out against that Highland defense. And now up to eight turnovers for them in the first half. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Here's Trish Stroyer with it on the left wing for Highland. Out top to Weaver. Weaver to the foul line. Her pass to Mast. Out top Troyer. Left wing back to Macy Mullet. Out of bounds, though. Off of her hands, Mullet couldn't quite handle it. Good defense that time by Hayslip causes the sixth Highland turnover.
Yeah, just kind of in-your-face kind of guarding here. They're trying to make it hard for Highland to pass on the perimeter, and I think they might be having the most success as any team Highland has played this year, just keeping that ball from getting to where it needs to go.
Inbounded by Miley Hunt. Deflected by Joplin Yoder. Almost got the steal. Goes out of bounds off of the leg of Brown, so it will indeed be a turnover on Green, up to nine turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, great job there. Good awareness by Joplin Yoder, realizing she got the hand on it, then got it off the leg and causes another turnover.
Here's Trish Stroyer for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound to Evie Mast. Back to Trish Stroyer. Left wing now to Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be off the mark. Rebound chased down to the corner by Ava Abrams. Bobcats basketball down by 12 in the second quarter. To the corner. Here's a dribble. Out top by Miley Brown. On the right wing, drive by Hunt. Back in the corner to Abrams. Dribbles it right wing. Abrams shovels it out top. To Hayslip, inside now to Knapp. Her shot up, going to be good. Got the bounce. Abby Knapp has four in the quarter, 13 for the ballgame.
It's now 5 of 8 from inside the arc.
You can ask me about a three-pointer for the quarter. No good by Mass. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Out top to Mullet. Thought about it. Dribbles it instead. On the left wing, Trish Stroyer. Stroyer to the corner. Spins around. She'll find Mullet for a wide-open three-pointer. That'll be nothing but net, Macy Mullet.
And I think Green's defense just got confused. They had three defenders down low, all guarding Joplin Yoder, and Mullet was just wide open for that shot.
She has 6 points, her first field goal of the first half. 35-22 Highland. 35 seconds to play, second quarter. Here's Knapp with it. Double team. Knapp. Cross-court pass to Abrams. Abrams, three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four is grabbed by Trish Stroyer. 25 seconds to go. Highland might be looking for that final shot of the half this time.
And we see them spread the floor here, and they'll usually start moving around the 10-second mark trying to find something.
Down to 13. Here's Mullet. 10 seconds. Inside the backdoor cutting Joplin Yoder. She'll grab it. Yoder, double team. Nice wraparound pass inside to Haberger. Her shot no good, though. Rebound going to be grabbed by Abby Knapp. Midcourt, nap, shot going to be off the glass, no good. The closeout, the first half. Halftime score, girls Division 7. Regional semifinal basketball from Logan. It's Highland 35 in Green 22. Back around the recap, the first half for you on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get country living at its finest at 9130 Township Road 304 in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $290,000. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath property with a nice breezeway that leads to a kitchen and dining area. The master bedroom is on the main floor, along with the bathroom. Upstairs, you will find three bedrooms, along with some storage areas. As you walk out onto the patio, you'll see a stocked pond that is ready for your fishing adventures. A large shop garage is attached to the home and could be used in a variety of ways. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Michael Miller at 330-473-3037 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at keimhome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
It is halftime in Girls Division 7 Regional Semifinal Basketball here from Logan. Highland has a 35-22 lead over Green. Highland led 21-12 after one, outscoring the Lady Bobcats 14-10 in the second quarter. And Highland has a 13-point lead at halftime at 35-22 over the Green Lady Bobcats. Leading the way individually for Highland, that was for the first half, Joplin Yoder as well as Evie Mass. For Joplin, she was 2-for-4 from beyond the arc, 1-for-3 from two-point range for her total of 8 points. Also, Evie Mast in the first half, 2-for-5 from downtown, 2-for-2 from the foul line. Evie Mast had 8 first half points. Also, 6 points scored by Macy Mullet, and 6 points by Trish Troyer, who knocked down a pair of 3-pointers in the first quarter, and 5 points scored by Ellie Haberger, 2 for Perrin Mishler, rounding out the Highland total of 35. For Green, leading the way for them, that was Abby Knapp. The 6'1 sophomore came in averaging 27 points per game, and for Knapp did the bulk of the scoring for that Green team in that first half. She was 1-for-8 from three-point distance, 5-for-8 from two-point range. Knapp had 13 first half points. Then it was 9 points by Maddie Hayslip, Hayslip going 3 for 5 from downtown for her total of 9 points. And that was it for the scoring. Two players doing all the scoring of 22 points for Green in that first half. Halftime score, Highland 35, Green 22. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Well, thanks, Matt. Taking a look at shooting for the Hawks. They were 8 of 19 for 42% from three-point land, 3 of 10 for 30% from inside the arc, a combined 11 of 29 for 38% from the floor. Green shot 4 of 16 for 25% from 3, 5 of 9 for 55% from 2, a combined 9 of 25 for 36% from the floor. Highland 5 of 6 for 83% from the charity stripe. Green has not yet attempted a free throw. A rebounding edge for the Hawks, 19-16. 9 turnovers for Green, 6 by the Hawks so far.
Individual rebounding leaders for Highland, Joplin Yoder had 8 rebounds in the first half. 2 came at the offensive end. 3 boards also for Ellie Hamburger. And for Green, it was Abby Knapp in the first half who had 7 rebounds. 2 of them came at the offensive end. And 3 boards also for Elizabeth McBee. Highland up 35-22 at halftime here. The Hawks doing it on the defensive end as well as knocking down shots on the offensive side of the ball.
And you know what? They're doing it. You take a look at Knapp, and she's shooting well from two-point land so far, you know, 5 of 8, but they held her scoreless for most of that second quarter, and they're trying to get Green to – Green's just trying to figure out, okay, who's stepping up, and they've only had one other player that's been able to get that done. So the Hawks have just been kind of feasting on getting rebounds and going to the other end.
Highland doing it by committee, as you mentioned, for Green, just the two players here. If you're really going up against Highland's defense, it has to be more than that, right? It's hard to do that against two players against Highland's forming defense.
And they've only had 5 players that have attempted a shot. They've run in a few subs at different times, but they're going to have to find somebody if they want to get back into this one. You know, down 35-22, you still have a chance to get in, but you can't let this Hawks defense keep pushing you around.
Winner will take on either Waterford or Fisher Catholic at 7 p.m. Saturday night in the regional finals here at Logan High School. Halftime score, Highland 35 and Green 22. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 73% lean fresh ground beef, $2.98 a pound. Gerber skinless boneless chicken thighs, $3.19 a pound. We also have USDA inspected bone-in pork loin rib chops, $2.79 a pound. USDA choice boneless top round roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA choice boneless top round steak, $5.18 a pound. And tender zucchini or yellow squash, $1.28 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeranian Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
And just about ready for the start of the second half. Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. Of course, courtesy of Claxton Communications, Casey Claxton is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Natalie Holbrook working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. And we're also on FM95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Phoenix Price is back at the studio. McCoy alongside Jake Saddle for the broadcast. Inbounded now for Green to the far corner. Chased down by Ava Abrams, going from right to left in the second half. Back on the left side, here's a drive by Hunt to the baseline. She's cut off. Lobs the left wing back to Miley Brown. Dribbles at top of the key. On the right point now to Maddie Hayslip. Run the foul line. Here's Knapp. Back on the left side to Hunt. Hunt to the baseline. Hunt under the bucket. Close to a travel. Gets it out top now to Miley Brown. Back on the left side corner. Goes to Hunt. Hunt drive to the lane. She's cut off. And looking out top now to Abby Knapp. Her three-pointer is nothing but net. Abby Knapp has 16 points. That's her second three-pointer tonight. 35-25 Highland. Lady Hawks going from left to right. Here's Mullet to the right wing. Gets the handoff, Edie Nast. Al top now to Habiger. Kicks the left wing back to Trish Troyer. She'll find Edie Nast near that midcourt line to reset the offense. Nast to the foul line. Back in the corner, Trish Troyer. Dribbles it. Al top to Joplin Yoder. Yoder top of the key. Gets the handoff behind her to Macy Mullet. Mullet left side. Drive, lane. Left hand layup by Mullet. That's no good. Rebound knocked to the hands of Maddie Hayslip. Green basketball. Hayslip across the timeline. Dribbles the left wing. Out of the corner. Crossover. Shovels into the hands now of Miley Hunt. Hunt top of the key. She'll find Knapp left of the foul line. And it was Mullet got her hands on the basketball. The held ball. Arrow does point to Highland. So quick hands by Macy Mullet causes a turnover. And that'll be the 10th on Green.
That's just a great job there by Mullet. I don't think Knapp knew she was there, just kind of came in from behind, made sure to get the basketball in full view of the official. I don't know how many times we've seen someone called for a foul because they do that to the back with the official to their back.
Here's Joplin Yoder, right of the foul line, back to the right wing, out top Evie Mast. From the left point, back to Mullet. Mullet to the foul line, lane. Her 10-footer is going to be no good. Rebound by Joplin Yoder, though, but I'm going to say a late whistle that she went over the back. Much taller, of course, than Miley Brown that she went over. They call her for the over the back anyway. First team foul on Highland. Joplin Yoder has her first personal foul.
Just the second foul called on the Hawks all night.
Joplin, 6 foot, Miley Brown. Don't have her height. It'll be Green basketball. Down 35-25. 6-15 to play in the third quarter. Full court pressure is out. Inbounded to Miley Hunt in the backcourt. Back over to Abby Knapp. Knapp will take it across the midcourt line. Dribbles it out top against Joplin Yoder. Down to the right point. Knapp, top of the key. Crossover to the foul line. Her 15-footer is going to be knocked down. Tough shot on the turnaround by Abby Knapp.
And to give Knapp credit, she's got some great handles for a post, and she's just a sophomore, so a lot of room for her to grow.
Down to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. Mullet, runner up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound going to be knocked to the floor and saved by Weaver, but into the hands of Abby Knapp. And Green basketball down 35-27. They score the first 5 points of the third quarter, has Green. All 5 points scored by Abby Knapp. The three-pointer by Knapp, meanwhile, going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Trish Troyer after that WNBA three-pointer. Pass inside. Goes to Joplin Yoder. Her shot going to be off the last. That's good. Joplin Yoder has 10. 37-27 Highland. Presses on. Pass near side on the dribble by Brown across the timeline. They hand off back to Knapp. Knapp out top. Guarded tightly by Trish Troyer. Takes the left wing. Crossover. Three-pointer by Knapp. Going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound under the basket by Abrams. Her putback going to be no good. She was hacked on the arm by Macy Mullen. And that's the second team foul on Highland. And for Mullet, that is her first personal foul. Abrams was really going to have a tough angle at that shot before that foul was taken on Mullet, but it will be sending Abrams down to the foul line.
Yeah, just kind of bail her out a little bit there, give him a chance to cut this back with under 10 points with a couple free throws.
And she'll rattle home the first free throw. Ava Abrams averaging 4 points per game and three rebounds in the contest for the junior.
That was the first free throw attempt by the Bulldogs in this game.
First point of the game for Ava Abrams. First point for any player not named Abby Knapp or Maddie Haslip. That free throw going to be no good. Rebound to the four out of bounds that time off of Habiger and Paramischler, who are both going after the basketball. Instead, it'll be Green basketball to inbound.
Hey, you like to see the physicality there. Both of them going after the rebound, but I think they kind of sandwiched the defender and kept each other from getting to it.
Elizabeth McBee will check in, replacing Miley Brown for the Bobcats. 37-28 Highland. Under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. And a waiting official to hand this ball off.
I think Habiger's fixing her knee guard there.
Now we're ready. Embedded out top. Goes to Hunt. Hunt dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Over to Habiger. Highland basketball in a 9-point lead. Mass pass front court to Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Right side to Tori Weaver. Weaver to the foul line, to the lane. Weaver has the punch loose. On the four, she'll grab it, and she will throw it away. And Highland has their seventh turnover. 37-28 Lady Hawks. Bobcats have it. 4.5 to play, third quarter. On the left wing, the dribble by Hayslip. Around the foul line, the Knapp. Knapp, double team, triple team. Nowhere to go. Finally held ball, and the arrow is going to stay with Green.
That was a quadruple team there, yeah. Actually. 4-on-1, and still a chance now to see what Knapp can do.
Joplin Yoder and Tori Weaver checking out for Highland. And right now it's out there for Layhawks. Trish Troyer, Ellie Habiger, Macy Mullet, Edie Mast, and Paramischler. Embedded in the corner, grabbed by McBee. On the left point, received by Blizzard. Dribbles it for Green. Back in the corner, goes to Knapp. Back to Hayslip for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Chased down by Paramischler. Highland ball. Mischler on the right wing. Hands it off the mast. Out top, Macy Mullet. Left side, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Grabbed by Knapp. Knapp on the fast break now for the Bobcats. Her pass to cutting Maddie Hayslip. Her layup is going to be good. Hayslip has 11, 37-30 Highland. Pass by Mullet to the corner. Trish Troyer now for a three-pointer. That'll be no good. Rebound tapped out top by Habiger and corralled by Macy Mullet. Now a timeout called by Highland. 3.5 to play, third quarter. Highland 37 and Green 30. This is Girls Regional Tournament of Basketball on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver to 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Highland to win Matt out of the timeout. Embedded to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the foul line. Picks it up. Her pass to a cutting Joplin Yoder, who makes it up and in. Great set play out of the timeout. Joplin Yoder on the backdoor cut. She now has 4 points in the third quarter. Green basketball across the timeline. They'll beat the press. Abrams pass goes to Abby Knapp.
Oh, Abrams might have just gotten away with a moving screen there.
39-30 Green. Knapp out top. Joplin Yoder, by the way, has 12 points for the game. Here's Knapp to the foul line. Runner by Knapp of the air. Going to be no good. Rebound goes to Macy Mullet. She'll run it across the timeline. Mullet pass inside, deflected. And it'll be out of bounds off of Abrams. And Highland will keep the basketball beneath their own backboard.
Well, good job before you could really call that a turnover right there, able to knock it out. And playing defense to keep playing offense.
Here's Joplin, right wing to Mullet, out top, now to a wide open Trish Stroyer. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound fought for to the corner, chased down by Ellie Haberger. Back to Trish Stroyer in the left wing. She'll find Macy Mullet. Mullet, three-pointer up in the air. That'll be knocked down. Macy Mullet has 9, her second three-pointer tonight. 42-30 Highland.
First three-pointer of the third quarter for the Hawks.
Bobcats to the front court, pass left side, goes to Hunt. Into the corner now to Abrams. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the opposite corner. He is chased down by Joplin Yoder. She'll find Evie Mast to the front court to Trish Stroyer now. Hands it off back to Mast. Out top, Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound corralled inside by Maddie Hayslip. Bobcats basketball down by 12. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Here's Knapp across the timeline. Guarded by Haberger. Knapp to the foul line. Her 15-footer going to be no good. Rebound goes to Haberger. Shovels an outlet pass down to Macy Mullet. Mullet to the front court to the foul line. Kicks it left wing back to Trish Stroyer. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Head fake. Dribbles it. Three-pointer by Joplin. Another step back. She'll knock it down.
That was a great head fake. She had Miley Hunt jumping into next week.
45-30 Highland. Now a 15-point lead after it was down to 7. 1.5 to play, third quarter timeout call. This is girls' regional tournament basketball on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Pomerine Hospital, as Phoenix Price will have the area tournament scores for you all the way until midnight. And Green, you had trimmed the deficit to 7 points. A timeout called by Highland. They come back, and now back up to 15.
And that's huge. I mean, we see what happens. Coach Schlabel saw his team kind of struggle a little bit, takes the timeout, rallies the troops, and they go on a big run here.
8-0 run and all for Highland. And Green has the basketball. 1.5 to play, third quarter. Here's Abby Knapp across the timeline, guarded tightly by Trish Stroyer. Knapp dribbles it from the left side, behind her back, spins around to the foul line, kicks it right wing. Back over to Blizzard, back to the corner now to Hayslip. Hayslip to the baseline. Court pass knocked out of bounds by Joplin Yoder, and nothing there on that drive attempt down the baseline.
And Yoder almost had that one off Hayslip on the baseline, resulting in a turnover. Just good defense, though, just getting in her way, not giving her a chance to make it a blocking foul.
And that in the corner goes to Abby Knapp. Knapp against Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Perrin Mishler. Highland ball. Here's Evie Mast across the timeline. Mast to the foul line. Delane kicks it left side. Trish Stroyer. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four. Is corralled by Abby Knapp. Atlet's a pass. Does Knapp to the front court. Hayslip with it on the right wing. Back out top off the hands of Brown. And stolen away by Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the basket. Her layup is going to be good. Mishler has 4. Highland up 47-30. Another turnover on Green. And now up to 11. Here's the dribble by McBean. Knocked out of bounds by Macy Mullet. And right now Highland giving Green all sorts of troubles here on the offensive end.
That last play by Mishler, that's something at the beginning of the year we might not have seen her be able to come up with, but her ball handling has just improved as we move into the tournament. She's become a big weapon for the Hawks.
Here's Hayslip in the corner. Dribbles the left wing. Hayslip hands it off to Abby Knapp. Back to Hayslip. Her three-pointer up, but they are going to be no good. Rebound to Joplin Yoder. Here's Mullet with it for Highland in a 17-point lead.
That rebound gives Joplin Yoder another double-double on the season.
10-0 run for Highland. Mullet pass left wing. The Trish Stroyer wasn't expecting it, but she grabbed it at the last second. Back to Macy Mullet out top. Bumped, no foul. Her shot for the foul line going to be no good. Rebound fought for. Grabbed by Edie Masser. Put back, no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Puts it back up. That's no good at the buzzer. And that'll close it out here in the third quarter. At the end of three, Highland 47 and Green 30. This is Girls Regional Tournament Basketball on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
All ready for the fourth quarter. Highland has the basketball and the 17-point lead. They closed out that third quarter in a 10-0 run. And Mullet fouled right off the bat. First team foul on Green. And slapped that on Hayslip, it looks like. Her second personal foul. Highland outscoring Green 12-8 in that third quarter. We'll get to the numbers here in the third quarter momentarily. Inbounded by Tori Weaver, goes to Evie Mast. Mast to the front court. Just into the fourth. Now to Macy Mullet. Left side to Ellie Habiger. Out top, Joplin Yoder. Right side back to Macy Mullet. Inside to a cutting Ellie Habiger. Her shot up going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Abby Knapp. Bobcats with it. Knapp across the timeline. Guarded by Ellie Habiger. Knapp dribbles it. Down to the right side. Inside to a cutting McBee. Triple team. Gets it back out top. Close to a double dribble. Schleyball wanted it. Three-pointer by Mack. Meanwhile, no good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Yoder adding to her double-double tonight. Here's Macy Mullet with it across the timeline. The calls out the play for Highland. Now to Evie Mast. Left wing to Ellie Habiger. Back out top, Joplin Yoder. Right point, Evie Mast. Now to Macy Mullet. Head fake. Left side back to Joplin Yoder. She'll find Habiger. Her three-pointer top of the key going to be nothing but net. Ellie Habiger has 8 points. That's her second three-pointer.
And now every Hawk that's attempted a three-pointer outside of one has made at least two.
Highland now a 13-0 run, up 50-30. Green basketball on the right side. And passed by Hayslip. Passed up a three-point shot attempt. Now to Miley Brown. Brown working against Macy Mullet. The handoff back to McBee. And going to be an offensive foul call on the screen by Green. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel. Highland was 2 of 7 on three-point tries. Green 1 for 6. Highland 3 for 9 from two-point range for 33%. Green was 2 for 6 for 33%. Highland did not attempt the foul shot in the third. Green was 1 for 2 for 50%. Highland out rebounding Green 13-7 in that third quarter. Two turnovers for the Bobcats, one for the Lady Hawks in that third quarter of play. Highland ball here in the backcourt in the far side in that 20-point advantage. Inbounded to Macy Mullet. Mullet across the timeline. Pass right side, Perrin Mishler. Shovels that cross-court pass to Macy Mullet. Mullet, drive, baseline. Spins around in the corner now. Back out top to Trish Troyer. Troyer dribbles at right point. Out top to Perrin Mishler. Mishler on the left wing. Down to the foul line, to the lane. Her runner off the glass. That's going to be no good. Rebound by Habiger. But that is going to be good. Habiger now up to 10 points, five of those in this fourth quarter. 52-30 Highland. Now a 15-0 run. Three-pointer by Hayslip. That's going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Macy Mullet. Mullet to the front court. Pass right corner now to Perrin Mishler for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound corralled, however, by Trish Troyer. She'll find Joplin Yoder. Nice pass inside to Mishler. She'll be knocked to the floor. That'll be a foul call on Abby Knapp. 13 foul on Green. And Knapp has her third personal foul.
At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville.
I think Brady Schlabel was lobbying that was a shooting foul, and he's not going to get that call changed, but...
Either way, Highland in command right now. Embedded. Out top goes to Trish Troyer. Troyer to the foul line. Kicks the left wing, Joplin Yoder. Yoder to the foul line. Out top to Evie Mast. She'll back up a bit too far. Didn't realize how close she was to the half-court line. That'll be a turnover.
Just their first of the fourth quarter and eighth of the ball game.
So the Bobcats will have it at side court. 52-30 lead for Highland. And at one point was 37-30. Highland in that third quarter. And Green has not scored since then. Green basketball, the handoff to Abrams. Drive to the baseline. Abrams comes to a jump stop, double team. Lobs across, score pass over to Hunt. Her shot blocked by Joplin Yoder. Rebound by Hunt. Hunt has it. Outs off now. Being handled by Perrin Mistler. Lobs it right to the foul line to Abby Knapp. Knapp dribbles it. Put back by Knapp. Going to be good in a foul. Abby Knapp wills her way to the basket. Trump, a chance now for a three-point play. Snapping that big run by the Lady Hawks.
Oh, and she almost lost the basketball there, too. That's impressive. You have the basketball on the floor. You pick it back up. Just go to the hoop with it. Now a chance for a three the old-fashioned way.
Snap the 15-0 run by Highland. Knapp is up to 20 points, though. Came in averaging 26.5 a game. The free throw is good. 21 points for Abby Knapp, 52-33 Highland. They have the ball. Here's Edie Mast out top. Dribbles it. Back in the corner to Perrin Mistler. Mistler has a poke loose. Dribbles it. Back out top. Down to handoff goes to Trish Troyer. And she'll find Edie Mast. Mast, right wing. And she'll be tripped up by Maddie Haislip, 14th foul. Haislip has her third. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Middlesbrough and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text them 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. And that is by Macy Miller in the game now to Edie Mast. Mast in the backcourt. She'll cross the half-court line. On the right wing goes to Perrin Mistler. Dribbles it to the baseline. Cross-court pass down to Miller. Left wing to Edie Mast around the perimeter. She'll find Trish Troyer. Inside, Joplin Yoder on the right block. Joplin, her shot up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be corralled by Abby Knapp. Long pass by Knapp goes front court. On the right side to Maddie Haislip. Finds Brown. Back to Haislip on the right wing. Inside, Abby Knapp. Double team. Deflected away on the floor. Dove after. It's going to be tied up. Arrow going to be pointing to Green's direction. So they'll keep it. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Pomerine Hospital. Highland a 19-point lead, though. Trying to move on again to the regional finals this Saturday night against either Waterford or Fisher Catholic, 7 o'clock at Logan.
Joplin going to check out here for a well-deserved rest. Another double-double performance tonight for her. She's been a steady hand for the Hawks all season long.
Here's Hunt's pass, out top, back on the right side to Abrams. Abrams' three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Abby Knapp. Poke loose, out of bounds by Habiger. It'll stay with Green.
Knapp has her 12th rebound of the evening. She's had three on the offensive end, but that was her first since the first quarter. They've done a good job holding her off of the offensive boards. Usually when you have a little bit of a height advantage, you want to see them crash in there.
Her inbounds pass, though, stolen away by Trish Troyer. And that'll be the 13th Green turnover. Here's Mullis to the front court for Highland. Her pass right wing goes to Edie Mast. Drive, kicks the left side to Mullis to the corner to Torrey Weaver. Back to Mullis. Mullis to the foul line. Out top Evie Mast. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Abby Knapp. Her 13th rebound of the night. Came in averaging, again, 13.5 rebounds a game. She'll take it herself across the timeline. Into the corner. Goes to Maddie Haislip. Haislip, three-pointer up in the air. That's going to be no good off the glass. Rebound to Macy Mullet. Mullet across the timeline. To the foul line. Delay. Nobody stopped her, but her shot blocked anyway by Knapp. Rebound to Ava Abrams. Bobcats with it. Down 52-33. 3:14 to go. For Green, don't have a whole lot of time to waste here. Spin around. Here is Knapp. Crosser pass right side. Over to Blizzard. Out top. Dribbles it. Spins around, pass to Abrams on the right wing. Now to Knapp around the foul line.
Back on the left side, goes over to Hunt. Hunt drives to the lane. Hunt bumped. No foul. Two players going down. They're going to call a travel. So two players bumped into each other. Both went down, Weaver and Hunt. No fouls called. And then a travel at the end.
So I think Hunt, she just kind of didn't realize the ball was still live and gave a little shrug that caused her to move while she's on the ground. That is a travel. That's the second or third time I've seen her kind of double clutch there on a three where she's wide open. And I think you'd like to see, if you're a Green fan, you want to see her try to take a few of those shots.
At this point especially, you have to take the shots. Ball thrown away, though, for Highland. Here's Abby Knapp. Three-pointer by Knapp is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Fought for by Haberter. Picked up instead by Evie Mast. 2.5 to play. Highland has the basketball. And a 19-point lead. And Highland going to be in no hurry now. Back to Perrin Mishler. Mishler to the foul line. Elaine. Lobs the right side to Haberger. Out top, Macy Mullett. Mullett to the foul line. Run by Mullett. High off the last, no good. Rebound grab by Macy Mullett. Fets it back up. That's no good, but a foul is going to be called on that putback attempt by Mullett, and that'll send her to the foul line.
I think that's going to be number four on Knapp.
Indeed it will. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. First free throw no good by Macy Mullett. But again, time not on Green's side right now, with Highland up 52-33 and just a little over 2 minutes to go. Second free throw by Mullett. That is going to be good. She'll split a pair. Mullett has 10 points, and Highland now a 20-point lead. Mullett will check out, and now is Macy Miller. Highland showing the full-court pressure. Matt Croy alongside Jake Seidel for tonight's broadcast from Logan. Baseball pass by Knapp. Front court going to be stolen by Evie Mast, playing the safety position that time. And that'll be turnover number 14. Mast will be bumped and fouled now by Maddie Hayslip, her fourth. And already five team fouls, should be a double bonus for Evie Mast. And reminder to simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube, State Route 83 in Middlesbrough. Free throw good by Evie Mast. She now has 9 points. It's her first point of the second half. And second free throw attempt, that's going to be good as well. Mast now in double figures, 55-33 Highland. 2 minutes to play. Green basketball gets that press. Into the front court, received by Miley Brown. Brown out top, back on the right side, here's Abrams. Abrams to the baseline. Abrams looking. Now to Abby Knapp, back out top, now to Brown. 1:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Now to Abrams to the baseline. Abrams kicks it back right wing, back to Brown. Brown's in the foul line. Back of the corner goes over, out of bounds, intended for Hunt. No, deflected. Oh. It'll stay with Green.
Must have just been a slight tip there at the end, but the official right there looking at it has a better view than I do.
This one pretty much all over but the shouting, though, is Highland going to be moving on again to the regional finals. And depending on what happens this next game, Jake, with Waterford or with Fisher Classic, a possible rematch with Waterford on Saturday night.
And I think that's exactly what this Hawks team wants. You know, I feel like they kind of felt like they should have won that game at Pickerington North against Waterford last year. Now a chance to kind of exercise some of those demons and make your way back to Dayton.
Bad shot for the post. No good by Abby Knapp. And she'll be fouled, and she'll step to the foul line. But Abby Knapp, I'll see this. Abby Knapp, as advertised tonight, Jake, an outstanding player and just a sophomore.
And she has so much, she's improved so much as a sophomore. And if we see her again next year, I expect to see her game take an even bigger step. I mean, she's one of the better girls basketball players we've seen this season.
Free throw good. Abby Knapp now up to 22 points. And Carly Weaver checking in for Perrin Mishler. Sienna Emmel also out there as well. 5'5 freshman guard. Macy Miller on the floor for Highland. That free throw going to be good on the second attempt as well by Abby Knapp. 55-35 Highland. Emmel across the timeline for the Lady Hawks. Finds Macy Miller out top. On the right point, received by Carly Weaver. Back in the left wing. Here's her dribble out top now by Peyton Yoder. Back to Emmel with 1:15 to go. Highland working the ball around the perimeter here. Here's Immel on the right point. Her pass down to Macy Miller high on the left side. Poklos in. She'll grab it in the backcourt. She'll be fouled, actually, by Maddie Haslip, and she's going to foul out, I do believe, with 1:03 to play.
That's a tough one there. Kind of going for the loose ball, but got her by the ankle. She's diving by. That's not one you don't want to see someone foul out with. But Haslip, a sophomore, she has looked good today. Her game's going to grow, and this Green team, it's going to be fun to see them again next year if both Highland and Green get back to this point.
No doubt about it. Haslip fouls out with 11 points. Free throw good by Macy Miller, her first point this evening. The 5'6 sophomore. 56-35 Highland. That free throw by Miller is going to be good as well. 22-point lead for the Lady Hawks. Green basketball. Under a minute to play. Here's Abby Knapp across the timeline. Knapp out top, guarded by Macy Miller. Her pass out top, now received by Miley Brown. Brown to the foul line, in the lane. Her runner going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Sienna Immel. Highland with it. Immel across the timeline, 40 seconds to go. Hands it off to Macy Miller. Final 30 seconds. Highland working down the clock. Ball thrown out of bounds, but deflected by Knapp. So Highland will have it now with 28 seconds to play to inbound the basketball.
Looks like we're going to see a few substitutions here right at the end for Green.
And get a well-deserved applause from the fans. Green team that went 22-2 now with this loss. Just one loss entering this game, so a perfect season for them.
Blevin's going to check in, one of the two checking in for the Bulldogs.
Final 20 seconds, Immel dribbles it out top. Now to Macy Miller. They hand off back to Carly Weaver. And finds on the far side of the pass over to Peyton Yoder with 9 seconds to go. Crowd on their feet, final 5 seconds. Highland moving on to the regional championship game. As the Lady Hawks get the win tonight, 57-35 over Green. Highland goes to 22-4. They've won 4 straight and 9 of the last 10. They take on either Waterford or Fisher Catholic Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Logan. Green ends their season with a record of 22-2. That snapped a 16-game winning streak. Again, the final score in girls Division 7 regional semifinal basketball from Logan. It was Highland 57, Green 35. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Are you looking for help caring for an aging loved one? Choose the nationally recognized care and services at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek. Walnut Hills has been named an America's Best Continuing Care Retirement Community by Newsweek and a Best Nursing Home by U.S. News. Families have trusted Walnut Hills to care for their loved ones for 53 years, with living options ranging from independent and assisted living to skilled nursing care and short-term rehabilitation. The outstanding experienced team at Walnut Hills is here to help your family. For more information or to schedule a tour of our living options, call 330-893-3200.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a partner who will bring your vision to life? Tecton Engineering in Berlin is your go-to for civil, residential, and commercial engineering. Customizing their approach to suit your unique needs. And for creative design that sets your project apart, trust brick and banister design. Whether it's residential or commercial, they specialize in innovative design and construction drawings to keep your project on track, on budget, and exactly as you envision. Visit tecton-eng.com and brickandbannersterdesign.com today. Call 893-0230. Proud supporters of the Highland Hawks and West Holmes Knights.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
It is the final girls Division 7 regional semifinal basketball from Logan. Highland gets the win 57-35. They move on to Saturday's regional championship game. Highland led 21-12 after the first quarter and really never looked back as they led 35-22 at halftime. Now Green did cut it to a 7-point lead in that midway point of the third quarter at 37-30. But then Highland scored called a timeout and really went on a big run after that as they closed out the third after that timeout on a 10-0 run. Highland jumped out to a 17-point lead then at 47-33. They extend that run to a 15-0 run at all into the fourth quarter, leading 52-30, and went on to get the win 57-35 over the Green Lady Bobcats. For Highland, they had four players in double figures leading the way for them. That was Joplin Yoder. As for Joplin, she would have finished up going 3-for-5 from three-point distance, 3-for-7 from two-point range. Joplin finished up with 15 points in double figures for Joplin for the fourth time in postseason play and the 23rd time of the season. Also in double figures was Macy Mullett. For Mullett, 1-for-5 on three-point tries. She was also 0-for-8 from two-point range, but she was 4-for-6 for the foul line. Along with knocking down those two three-point baskets, Macy Mullett would finish up
with 10 points on the evening. Mullet in double figures for the second time in the postseason play and the ninth time of the season overall. Also in double figures for Highland tonight was Evie Mast. And Mast, for her shooting-wise, she was 2-for-6 from beyond the arc, 0-for-1 from two-point range, and 4-for-4 from the foul line. As for Evie Mast, she had 10 points. Mast in double figures for the first time in postseason play, the seventh time overall on the season for her. And in double figures was Ellie Habiger. Habiger in double figures for the second time in postseason play, the sixth time on the season. As for Habiger, she would go 2-for-3 from beyond the arc, 2-for-5 from two-point distance. Habiger finished up with 10 points. Also, 6 points scored by Trish Troyer and a pair of three-pointers she knocked down in that first half. 4 points also scored by Perrin Mishler, 2-for Macy Miller, running out the Highland total of 57. For Green, leading the way for them, two players scored the bulk of the scoring. Actually, two players scored all but 1 point tonight for Green. Abby Knapp came in averaging just under 27 points per game, and she showed why. As for Knapp, she would finish up going 2-for-13 from three-point distance, so she had trouble knocking it down from beyond the arc. She would go 7-for-13 from two-point range and 3-for-3 from the foul line. Knapp would finish up with 23 points. Maddie Hayslip also in double figures. She was 3-of-9 from three-point distance, 1-for-1 from two-point range. Hayslip had 11 points, and then it was Ava Abrams who had 1 point, and that was it for the scoring for Green. Their total of 35. Final score, Highland 57 and Green 35. Now with the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. From downtown for Highland, they shot 11 of 28 for 39% from 3, 7 of 25 for 28% from 2-point land, and combined 53 for 34% from the floor. Green, 5 of 28 from downtown for 18%, 8 of 18 from 2-point land for 44%. They shot 13 of 46 for 28% from the floor. Hawks were 10 of 12 for 83% from the charity stripe. Bobcats went 4 of 5 for 80%. 41 rebounds by the Hawks tonight, 29 by Green. 14 turnovers by Green, 9 by Highland.
Leading the way individually rebounding-wise for Highland, it was 13 rebounds, Joplin Yoder. She had 3 at the offensive end, so Joplin another double-double with the 15 points in 13 boards. While Ellie Habiger had 7 rebounds, 3 at the offensive end, 6 rebounds for Macy Mullet. She had 2 at the offensive end, 5 boards also for Trish Troyer, and 3 rebounds for Evie Mast, and also 3 boards for Para Mishler. For Green leading the way, that was Abby Knapp, as she had a double-double. 13 rebounds for Abby Knapp to go along with her 23 points. She had 3 rebounds on the offensive end. Also 3 rebounds apiece for Elizabeth McBee. Also Ava Abrams had 3 boards. Maddie Hayslip and Miley Hunt all with 3 rebounds on the night for the Green Lady Bobcats. Highland gets the win, though, by the final score, 57-35. And you mentioned Green. Two players scored all but 1 point for the Green and for Highland. Really did as they usually do, Jake, by committee.
And that's, again, something we talked about early on in this ball game was that the Hawks had the deeper bench. They had more they could go to, and they can rely on scoring. When Joplin was getting kind of stuffed there in the second quarter and then in the third quarter, they were able to move the ball around, and we saw Ellie Habiger step in, make some plays. We saw Perrin Mishler make a couple plays as well. That's something that sets this Hawks team apart. It's not just one or two players that you really need to get going or you're not going to have a good game. They have five starters that can all score and three on the bench that can come off and really make an impact.
You look at how this game kind of played out for Highland. Yeah, they get the 22-point win, but at one point it was Green who kind of made a little run to start that third quarter, made it a 7-point ball game. Highland calls a timeout, and really it was a response for Highland after that that kind of closed out the game.
It was, like you said, 7-point ball game. Brady Schlabel calls a timeout, and it worked. They did not look back the rest of the game, went on a double-digit run there, and really put the game out of reach. And I just want to say, really, every player that was out there today did a great job as they were trying to get Abby Knapp keep Abby Knapp from the basket. They kept her off the offensive boards, which was huge too. They didn't give a lot of second chance opportunities to the Bobcats. This was not just a team effort on the offensive side, but the defensive side as well.
Ellie Habiger will be our Thunder Inc. player of the game. Habiger, 10 points in 7 rebounds. Habiger also had 5 points there at the beginning of that fourth quarter. Kind of help Highland kind of put the game away there, essentially, here for Highland. So a lot of players stepping in. Heibacher certainly a solid performance again for the Lady Hawks.
And again, 7 rebounds. She could have had more. She was down there battling for a whole bunch of them. Just a fantastic performance from her, deserving of a T-shirt, not only for her offensive and rebounding abilities, but her defensive abilities as well. She was down low, taking on Knapp the entire game. And really played some great defense, keeping her from getting to the hole. So congratulations. That's going to be a big one for Ellie.
And Ellie Heibacher, a threat and ink player of the contest. Highland gets the win, 57-35. They go to 22-4. They won 4 straight in 9 of their last 10. They indeed will move on to take on either Waterford or Fisher Catholic Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Logan in the regional championship game. Of course, we'll have the game for you, as we'll be live streaming that game as well as on the radio and the internet coming up on Saturday night airtime right around 6:30 for that on Saturday. And also, Green will end their season at 22-2, snapping a 16-game winning streak. Tomorrow night, boys Division 6 district championship basketball from Cambridge. Highland against Monroe Central. That'll be on FN95.3 on YouTube and also on Stream 1. Airtime will be at 6:30 for that for tomorrow night. And on Saturday, along with the Highland game, we'll also have the boys Division 5 district championship game. It'll be Garraway against Coshocton being played over at West Holmes. That'll be on YouTube and Stream 2 coming up on Saturday night. We do want to thank our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, Casey Claxon producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Natalie Holbrook working the camera. And also thanks to Phoenix Price back at the studio. For Jake Seidel, I am Mac Roy. Again, the final girls Division 7 regional semifinal basketball from Logan. Highland gets the win 57-35 over Green to move on to Saturday's regional championship game. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.